I was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry that kind of weight? It was my doom.
Come on.
Till I met you.
Sing it out to God tonight.
I was breathing but not alive. All my failures I tried to hide. It was my truth.
You sing it out.
Till I met you. You called my name and I ran out that way. Out of the darkness into your glorious day. And on my name. It's to your glorious day.
And now your mercy has saved my soul. Now your freedom is all that I know. Let's claim it. The old man knew. Jesus, when I met you,
you called my name.
You called my name, and I ran out of that grave. Out of the darkness into your glorious day. You called my name. Into your glorious day.
It's your story. This is my story. Let's sing it out.
I need a rescue. My sin was heavy, but chains break at the weight of your glory. I need a shelter. I was an orphan. Now you call me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healing. Your love is the air that I'm breathing. I have a future. My eyes are open. And when you call my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. You called my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness. It's in your glorious day.
Can you lift up a shout of praise to God tonight? Thank you, Jesus.
Darkness, whose love. Lamb who was slain, and worthy is the King who conquers the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, and worthy is the King who conquers the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, and worthy is the King who conquers the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my groans. You would lay down your life.
Praise him because he's been so good to me. Let's raise our hands all over this place with gratitude to Jesus who died on the cross, who gave it all up for us. And no matter what we do, no matter what we've done, he loves us just the same. You are such a good God. We're here to worship you, to thank you for all that you've done. And not only that, but for all that you will continue to do, Jesus. Lord, I love to worship your name and give you praise. When I think of your sacrifice, the ultimate price that you paid, Lord, I love to worship your name. You are awesome and holy, worthy.
from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Lift Him up. 'Cause hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Praise God, whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Let's lift Him high.
Shifting in my
afternoon and I was just praying, and then I went over the list of the songs that we were going to be singing. And you know, I was thinking a shifting is a turning. A shifting is a turning. Let me just see if you're with me. I'm Darcy. I've been at Charleston Church down east, but I just want you to know that a shifting is a turning. A breaking means the things are separated. And I was praying and I was praying in the spirit about tonight's service. And some of you need a little bit of breaking. You need to separate. That's why we're going to fast, because we're going to separate. We need a little bit of shifting, because we need a little bit of turning. And I was praying in the spirit, believing that 2019, that there will be a turning in the spirit, that there will be a breaking of sickness, that it will be gone, that if you need something healed, it will be healed. I'm just believing for our turning. Will you just move a little bit with me? I need a little bit more Kens in the house tonight. So a little bit of turning. A little bit of turning. Come on, Charleston. Come on. I know you're white. I get it. A little bit of turning. God, help us turn in the spirit. Come on, Faith. I need a little bit of moving. A little bit of moving in the spirit tonight. I am breaking free. Can you raise your hands with me? And let's confess that that's going to happen. Hallelujah.
In yes.
It's okay to move.
As my prayer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There's a breaking.
There is a breaking. Hallelujah.
Yes, in my favor. Oh, there's a shifting.
Yes. Hallelujah.
In my direction,
it's coming my way.
There's a breaking in my
Hallelujah.
As I pray.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to pray. I have a few needs that need to be prayed about tonight. Can you just turn my monitor up so I can hear me myself, so I don't holler? There's a need in this house. Somebody, they found out this week that their job is gone. But how many know that God can open a door? I believe that. I believe that. This morning we prayed. There was a family that their son, their grandson, had ran away. They're in Florida, and they don't know where he is. But you know what? I believe that God is going to find that boy and bring him home and fill him with the Holy Spirit. Amen? We're going to pray for Lois. I'm believing for some turning. That's just in my spirit. So I want you together as a church tonight, we're going to pray that, that man that needs a job, that the Lord will just open a door. Will you pray with me tonight? God, we are so thankful that sometimes when a door closes, we may not understand, a door will open. I pray in the name of Jesus. He's here tonight, and I am believing for a good report. I pray for a job to open up in the name of Jesus with better everything. I pray, God, for that young man that has gone and they don't know where he is. I pray, Holy Spirit, wherever he is at this moment, that you bring him home. I pray in the name of Jesus that he'll come home and he'll be a different young man. I pray in the name of Jesus that he'll find you, that you'll speak to him. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Lois. God, I pray for new strength in that body. I pray for healing in that body. I pray in the name of Jesus that everything will get better in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. It's so good to be in his house, isn't it? Amen. If you are visiting, if you're our guest tonight, we are glad that you're in the house. Charleston Church, will you let them know we're glad they're in the house? And if you're visiting, if you would take a connection card, it's in the seat ahead of you, fill it out and put it in the offering. We're glad. Everybody needs a good church. Amen. I wanted to tell you that this morning when I got up and they said something about Charleston Church, welcome to Charleston Church down east. And they cheered. And they're a smaller crowd, so I don't know. You need to step it up a little here. So welcome up. Welcome to Charleston Church. I'll tell them that you beat them. Okay. We had a great service this morning. You have a wonderful church about an hour and a half from here. Amen. Amen. This week we start the fast, and it's going to be a great, great week. I'm excited about it. I think that God is going to do some miracles. Amen. And this week we'll be doing live stream, the staff. The staff all loves that. Like, they're like, pick me, Pastor, pick me. No, they're not. But we're going to love it and enjoy it and do very good. Amen. Yes, go on, honey. Unspoken Concert will be here January 19th. If you want tickets, go to thelighthouseevent.com. And offering ushers, you may come down. How many are just glad that your finances are blessed? I am so thankful. I was thinking this week about how 90% of my, because that's what I give, 10%, and we give offering. And I walk in the blessing in my 90%. I'm so thankful that every day I walk in the blessing in my finances. Amen? I'm sorry, my voice is gone, and I don't know why. Maybe I just need to finish up. So let's ask the Lord to bless this service and bless this offering. God, I'm so thankful that you're a giving God. And we are so thankful for the opportunity tonight to give to you. And we're thankful that we know that everything that we give to you is blessed. We ask you, Lord, that we can do more with it. I pray in the name of Jesus that you bless this year's finances in this church more than we've ever been blessed, that we could do more for you. And just bless this service in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Happy New Year. So good to be in God's house tonight. I can see that we go one Sunday without the stanchions and you all backslide. Well, I can do something about that, I believe. But the sound will get to you. It just may be another time zone. Welcome back, Faith Bible College International. Welcome back. They're not all here. They are getting in. The rest of them are getting here yesterday and today. And we'll all be back ready for classes tomorrow with their thinking caps on. Got your thinking caps on. Gonna get all A's this semester. In Jesus' name. We are having a wonderful time at the college. Thank God for what he's doing there, the students that God is training and raising up. And we're so proud of you, and thank God for what he's doing and what he's going to do. Isn't that kind of neat? Right up the road in this great city, God is building a church and a Bible college and a prison. We got it covered. We got it covered from here to life. Open your Bibles if you would. I'm not going to have any notes on the screen, but if you would open your Bibles, join us this week on Facebook Live at 12:15, Monday through Friday. And everybody does a fast a little bit differently. We do these fasts three times a year, And for me, my groove is I fast until supper time. And then I try to just eat supper and not till midnight. But you do what you like. There are different fasts. There are fasts that you go without food and water. There are fasts that you only drink liquids. There are fasts that people take out meats and sweets. Some people do partial fast. But I've just felt like this year I wanted to shorten up, and I'll tell you why. Esther called a 3-day fast, and it changed the nation. And I'm afraid that sometimes when we do like these 21-day fasts, we hardly change ourselves. Because we don't have enough faith in what we're doing in the moment. And so, what is this? A very small person's piano. That is weird. That's like a person with one arm's piano right there. That's the one arm piano. Well, let's see what else is in here. A bag full of passports? What in the world? Is this a bomb? I don't know what this is. Is that a bomb? Can we do a bomb check on this? I don't know what that is, but I'm going to put it over near the drum set. Wow. Okay, Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 16. Again, the scriptures are not up there. How many of you got one of these books this morning? How many of you did not? Is anybody that did not get one of these books? They're free. Did anybody not get one of these books? Could we get those books together for people that are here tonight that weren't here this morning? We want to give every one of you one of these books, and there are a limited amount left, so there's a couple guys, a couple, three guys. They're getting more guys. Just be a little patient with them. But this is a gift from us to you because we want you to have something to be tracking your growth, your miracles, your answers to prayer, your prayer requests, all of them in this book called The Clean Slate. Husbands know about their wives. They're blank pages. So it's a book just for you. But we want you to take that, and I would ask you to do this. When you join us, and some of you cannot watch the live stream live because you're working or whatever, but many of you will watch it archived. Take this book, write down prayer requests, write down notes, write down things that God speaks to you, and I believe that you'll have something to track. If it's worth praying about, it's worth writing down. The Bible says in Habakkuk, write the vision. Write what you're planning on. Write what God says to you. And honestly, and I do this to help you, but honestly, note-taking is elementary Christianity. The Bible was written. So I would say that God has an affinity to writing and taking notes. And if I was you, I would take notes, write down scriptures, thoughts, inspirations, people that you're concerned about. Are you at Matthew chapter 6? I don't know what I'm going to do tonight, but it's something in the Bible. And then we're going to end with prayer. But Matthew chapter 6, verse 16. I'm not putting it on the screen. You've got a Bible that you can open or turn on. So whichever you, I don't care. It's the same Bible either way. In fact, sometimes you get familiar with it on your phone. You can access it when you need it, when you don't have a Bible in hand. Matthew chapter 6, verse 16. Jesus said, when you fast, but let me just stop. There are notes at C Church 11A of what I'm preaching tonight. All the notes are there. When you fast, don't make it obvious as the hypocrites do. For they try to look miserable and disheveled so people would admire them for their fasting. I tell you the truth, that is the only reward they will ever get. So just understand, one, fasting does bring rewards. But if you do it for man, that's the only reward you'll get. We don't do this to be seen. We don't do this to say, well, I'm more spiritual than other people. We fast to get God's attention, not man's attention. Okay? So you're not going to get approval. It's not like you're going to be part of the cool crowd here if you do or don't fast. Okay? Verse 17. But when you fast, comb your hair. You should tell your teenage son that. Even when you don't fast, comb your hair. When you fast, comb your hair, wash your face, and then no one will notice that you're fasting except your father, who knows what you do in private. That's encouraging and intimidating. And your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. So when people say, I only fast, but it helps me, but it didn't change my circumstance, God doesn't agree with that. That's not what Jesus taught. Jesus taught that we fast. Yes, we get spiritually sharp, but when we fast, things begin to change. I'm fasting for rewards because Jesus said to, right? If Jesus said, don't fast for rewards, I would not. But since he says, when you fast, do it before God and expect a reward, I'm expecting something good. How many are ready for some awards to come out? Rewards to come out. Sorry, not awards. Go to Acts chapter 9, verse 9. So number one, fasting brings rewards. Number two, Acts chapter 9, the Apostle Paul, who was a murderer, a religious murderer at that, was confronted by God, blinded, and in Acts chapter 9, verse 9, the Bible says, and Paul remained there blind for 3 days, and he did not eat or drink. So Paul was chosen for his next assignment. And in that moment that he realized he's chosen, he takes 3 days, and he immediately shuts his flesh down. He immediately denies himself food. Why? Because if you're going to do what God wants you to get done this year, you're not going to accomplish it in your flesh. And for some of you, God has a new assignment, a fresh assignment, an opportunity, something that you've not been a part of before. And if you're trying to attempt it in the abilities of the past assignment, you'll fail. You need a fresh anointing. You need a fresh consecration to do what's next. Somebody say, I want to get ready. Mark chapter 9, verse 29. If you go there, and then we'll go to a scripture and just sit down on it. Mark chapter 9, verse 29. A father has brought his son, who is demon-possessed, and the father says, I didn't raise my boy to be going through this. I didn't raise my child to have to deal with this. I brought my child to your followers, your disciples. They couldn't do anything to help him. And Jesus' reply to them, the disciples, was this. This kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. Just to help you a little bit, if you've been hearing people teaching that holy living does not affect spiritual victory, apparently, when you come into a spiritual conflict with the demonic, they check your lifestyle. I'm afraid demons have better doctrine than some Christians. Or at least they know doctrine better. The Bible makes it very plainly that if you attempt to address a demonic situation, that when you come up saying all the right things, praying all the right prayers, saying all the right words, singing all the right songs, having all the right accentuations and the right certain words, apparently, if the demon looks at you and says, but you don't live right, you don't live holy, you're lukewarm, you're backslidden, you're partial, you're obedient in some things but disobedient in others, I'm not going to listen to you. Please hear this. Spiritual authority has something to do with your lifestyle. And I know you believe that. I know you believe that here on a Sunday night, but I just need you to know that when you live consecrated to God and you begin to pray in the name of Jesus, you have a double barrel shotgun going right there. You double barrel your prayer and your authority with your lifestyle, and you can expect the demon to run out of a house that he was never invited to in the first place. All right, let's go to Daniel chapter 1. Daniel chapter 1. We're just going to sit down here and maybe 15 or 20 minutes, maybe. Maybe 50. No, I'm just kidding. Maybe 15 or 20 minutes, and then we're just going to pray. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. You know that Daniel and many of Israel's best leaders had been taken hostage out of Israel and brought to Babylon. The Bible says that they went through and they started checking GPAs and grade averages and income and track speed, and they said, let's find the best of the best. And they told these young men that you're going to have to change your name and you're going to have to change your diet. The Bible says in verse 8, but Daniel made up his mind. Come on. How many understand a made up mind is a powerful thing? Daniel was determined. He made up his mind not to defile himself by eating the food and wine given to them by the king. He asked the chief of staff for permission not to eat these unacceptable foods. Now, God had given the chief of staff both respect and affection for Daniel. But he responded, "I'm afraid of my lord the king, who has ordered that you eat this food and wine. If you become pale and thin compared to the other youths your age, I'm afraid the king will have me beheaded." Now, I don't know. Maybe you feel like you work for a difficult boss. But if you have not been threatened by beheading, you ought to thank God for that. They might bite your head off, but at least they don't cut your head off. I guess that'd be worse. I thought that was funny. Verse 11, Daniel spoke with the attendant who had been appointed by the chief of staff to look after. So this wasn't the chief of staff. This was his assistant. The chief of staff to look after Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. You say, who are those guys? Those are the Hebrew names for the guys that you've been calling by Babylonian names, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And this was their request of the assistant for the chief of staff. Please test us for 10 days on a diet of vegetables. The Hebrew says no peas. And water. Just give us vegetables and water, Daniel said. At the end of 10 days, see how we look compared to the other young men who are eating the king's food. Then make your decision in light of what you see. The attendant agreed to Daniel's suggestion and tested them for 10 days. Verse 15. At the end of 10 days, now let me just prophesy to you what will happen when you properly fast. At the end of 10 days for Daniel, Daniel and his friends looked healthier and better nourished than the young men who had been eating the food assigned by the king. Outcome number one of proper prayer and fasting is one, you look better. I'm looking at you. Some of you need to receive this in the name of Jesus Christ. If you didn't come for any other reason, it was that point right there. You look marvelous. You look marvelous. You will literally, when you fast and pray, carry a better look than you did before. You are literally removing toxins out of your body that you didn't realize were killing you. But there's something better than this, because Daniel got his look from the previous generations. And even in comparison to what he looked like before he came to Babylon, he looked like another man after the fast. In other words, when Daniel started this, he carried his family traits. But when he got done with this, he had something greater than his family traits. What I want you to hear is that when you fast and pray and seek the face of God and live a life of consecration before Him, every generational pattern, every generational curse, every generational weakness, every generational tendency is broken in the name of Jesus. By the cross of Calvary, you've separated yourself from bitterness and from weakness and addiction and defeat. You don't know. I don't always know. But you don't always know what people are fighting in their mind, what people are fighting in their heart, what people are fighting in their emotions. But I tell you tonight, in the name of Jesus, you can break free from low self-esteem. You can break free from bitterness and anxiety and worry and poverty. Come on, somebody. You can break free, because what happens is, as you fast, you realize the cross of Christ has broken the curse off of your generation and has brought the blessing of Jesus Christ upon it. Number one, you're going to look better. I declare tonight, in the name of Jesus, by the end of this week, you're not going to only look better, you're going to feel better, you're going to think better, you're going to pray better, you're going to give better, you're going to love better, you're going to forgive better. Everything's going to get better at the time that you finish this fast. If you receive it, say a good amen. Number two, another result of a good fast is you're well nourished. That word nourished means not lacking anything. I imagine the other Babylonian young men were eating their big fat steak and Boone Farm wine. the fancy stuff. And they're looking over to Daniel and the other three Hebrews and thinking, look at them eating those lentils and celery, water. We're over here eating steak and cake and iced tea and Boone Farm wine. And all the while, they're feeling bad for those guys. These guys over here saying, that wine's killing you, that red meat's killing you, that stuff that's killing the rest of the culture. Because you got to see, in the day of Daniel, all this meat, they didn't have refrigerators. I don't know if you know, they didn't have refrigerators or Facebook. And they didn't have all, and people were dying because of the food they were eating. So what Daniel did was not only spiritually wise, it was physically wise. It was physically wise. And so the people in the world sometimes look at us who live holy and say, look at what you're missing out. And we're sitting over here, yeah, we're not missing out. Look at what we're missing out. Shame. Look at what we're missing out. Alimony. Look at what we're missing out. Hiding. Look at what we're missing out. Don't want anybody to know our phone number. Come on, somebody. Look at what we're, no, we're not missing out on anything. I feel bad for you. I have wife. Did you hear that? I have wife. Only wife. Only wife. And you know what? I don't feel bad about it. I feel like I'm missing out on a whole lot of drama because I don't have wives. Some of you have been there. You know what I'm talking about. Some of you have been there. You know what I'm talking about. I thank God. I'll tell you what I'm not missing out. I'm not missing out on fist fights and bad boys episodes. I'm living holy, and I'm not missing a moment of sin. The longer I live holy, the better I like it. Amen. Is anybody here just fed up with this tired culture that feels bad for us for living right? Amen. It's intelligent to live right. And for a moment, when you're fasting, you're like, oh, you know, you drive down Broadway, and your sense of smell is like Spider-Man's. And you got Dairy Queen. Even though it's closed, you can still smell blizzards. And then you go by the coffee pot. That short little old lady is 145 years old, loves me so much, and she always gives me the best sandwiches. And then Moe's, good night. I get a Cajun fit hit me. And then that Scottish restaurant, McDonald's. By that time, I'm ready to eat all of the cushions in the furniture gallery. And then I got to go buy that Canadian coffee. If in that one quarter mile, you begin to think, oh, I'm missing it. Oh, I'm missing it. No, you're not missing a thing. You know what you're getting? You're getting nourished. Amen. Because that stuff will come and go. That stuff will come and go. But what you get from God will stay. Amen. It'll lift you up. It'll encourage you. It'll help you. I'm not missing on anything. Verse 16. So after that, the attendant fed them only, still, vegetables only instead of food and wine provided for the others. And God gave those four young men an unusual aptitude for understanding every aspect of literature and wisdom. So we're learning that when we fast, we look better than our past. We are well nourished in comparison to the world that is being poisoned. We ate with a couple last week. I won't say where, but we ate with a couple last week. And within an hour, the lady couldn't talk. She was literally almost unconscious. Food poisoning. And for $5, I'll tell you where it was after service. It was in Ellsworth. I'm going to make some money tonight. Give it to God. Gave these four young men, and I have no idea why I said that. I'm sure there was a reason, but it totally left me. For understanding of aspect of literature and wisdom. The next one is, your knowledge and understanding increases. In other words, you get smarter. Now, I don't want to be rude, but there's no benefit to being dumb. How many can testify to that? I can. Oh, you're too hard on yourself. But the Bible literally, somebody needs to hear this, literally fasting and prayer can give you a higher level of intelligence. I don't know, but I know a lot of Christians that are bound up because they made unintelligent decisions. Your intellect can literally increase. Your memory can stretch. It's not bad to be an intelligent parent. I know I'm preaching in a Pentecostal church, but it's almost in some places, I know in some places it's almost demonic to say that we should have intelligence. See the silence right there? But there's nothing holy about being numb. Tweet that. I don't think that we should settle with being saved and ignorant. I don't think there's a benefit to being a tongue-talking believer and unable to balance your checkbook. Where'd my shouts go? Where'd everybody, y'all want to leave me out here alone? I don't think there's anything spiritual about being numb. The Bible says ignorance will destroy you. We've got to begin to realize that if God wants to take you to the next level, you've got to start eating for your next assignment. The Bible says that Daniel was not educated in the Babylonian colleges, but when he began to fast and pray, his intelligence level was far exceeding above the educated people that were in his world. If education alone would solve the world, we should vote more librarians into political office. But education is not the key. Intellect is the key. It's being able to apply. It's being able to understand. And tonight I need you to know that what God wants to do with you next is going to require an aptitude that you may not get through college or online training. But tonight, if you will begin to decide, I will fast and pray, I'll tell you, God will allow you to know things quicker, know things longer, and to know things better than ever before. But if the devil can get you depleted, if he can get you spiritually depleted, he knows that he will lower your ability for aptitude. How many want to be smarter in 2019? I'm going to try that again. It's about 75 people that are just looking at me. Let me say it slower for you, because you haven't fast enough. How many want to be smarter in 2019? I'm looking around. Okay. Those who didn't, your prayers are answered. There are some mistakes I made in 2018. There are some mistakes that I made in 2017 that I should have known better in 2018. But I've decided in this fast, I won't make any of those mistakes again in 2019. In fact, I believe he can help us to avoid some bad decisions that we didn't even know were coming. And God gave Daniel the special ability to interpret the meanings of visions and dreams. Come on, musicians. Another benefit of fasting and prayer is your gift is released. Why did Daniel need to interpret the dreams and visions? He didn't. Yet. He didn't interpret one dream or one vision that we read of in history. And he didn't need to do it in those 10 days. But God knew down the road that his ability to interpret dreams and visions will absolutely affect what God wanted to do while his people were in captivity. This week, please hear this. This week, as you fast and pray, get ready for the Holy Ghost to put gifts in you to allow you to see things and have revelation of things that you never thought you'd never know before. How many want God to use you in ways that you've never been used before? I tell you in the name of Jesus that God's going to put some stuff in you that you may or may not be aware of, and God will use you this year like you've never been used before. Verse 18. And when the training period ordered by the king was completed, the chief of staff brought all the young men to King Nebuchadnezzar. Here it is. It's showtime. The king talked with them, and no one impressed him as much as Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered the royal service. Your difference will be recognized. I told you this morning, and I believe it tonight, that it is time for the people of God to start looking drastically different than the people that don't know God. It's not so that we're seen. It's not so that we can brag. It's not so that people can feel lower or less than. It's to show, look, it's not me, it's God. I grew up hearing preaching and being preached to and sometimes preached at. We got to be different. We got to be holy. But it was only just skin deep. It was just clothes, or it was just hair, or it was just sometimes what we did on Sunday. Now, I think we ought to be different beyond those levels. I think that we still ought to be holy in our dress. I mean, the Bible says, be dressed. Right? Right? Let your pictures be as holy as your words. May the holiness that you use in your words about being blessed be the same holiness on the pictures you take of yourself. No need for you to be Christian and sexy at the same time. So blessed. Hashtag not dressed. It's time for the two to line up. It's time for the two to be the same. Let us be different in our posts. Let us be in our selfies. Let us be different in our activities. Let people watch you go to church all day Sunday and say, why is that? Well, it's a whole lot better than being out in the bar all night Friday. I'm in the house of God. I live a different life. I love my kids different. I love my neighbors different. I live different. It's time to dial it up a little bit. It's time to dial it up. I'm not saying that you have to have the best and biggest of everything in your neighborhood, but I'm saying that your life ought to not look like the old life. Your life ought to look like victory. It ought to look like freedom. It ought to look like joy. It ought to look like peace. It ought to look like peace and passes all understanding and a joy unspeakable and full of glory. How many want that kind of life that makes you different? Not proud, humbly different. You are a royal priesthood. Verse 20. Whew, this is the last one. Whenever the king consulted them in any matter of requiring wisdom and balanced judgment, he found them 10 times more capable than any of the magicians and enchanters in his entire kingdom. His life was 10 times better than the crooks and the magicians and the demonic people and the people backstabbing each other and the people dogging each other and the people hating each other. I'm telling you today, in the name of Jesus, God wants to make his people 10 times better, not in the sweet by and by the end of this week. Amen. I'm declaring today that this church gets 10 times better. We see 10 times more people get saved. We see 10 times more doors open. Help me, somebody, preach this. We want to see our family 10 times better, our kids 10 times better, our anointing 10 times better, the gifts of the Spirit 10 times better, the direction 10 times better. Come on, somebody. I don't want to see every now and then a healing. I want to see a healing every day. 10 times better. I'm tired of the wrong people being promoted and the right people being shoved aside. It's time for the people of God to get promoted and say, we got something that we didn't get from the earth or the university. It's something we got from God. And it's not for us to get puffed up, but it's for us to shout, nobody but God could do that for me. I don't know about you, but I'm not struggling with the fast this week. I can't wait for it. Let's go back. Go back up those screens. Because one, go all the way up. Let me list them again. Somebody say that. You look better. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, you look better. Next, turn to the other neighbor and say, you look nourished. Next, turn to somebody else and say, your knowledge and understanding is, you're getting smarter. Go ahead, you're getting smarter. You look marvelous. You're getting smarter. Ask them to forgive you too. Come on, turn to somebody else and say, your gifts are getting released this week. You're going to do things you've never done before this week. Come on. We're laughing, but I'm receiving this in Jesus' name. You can doubt it and go without it, but I'm taking all of it by Friday. Your difference is going to be recognized. People have been judging you by what you drive and what you wear and what you look like. But by the end of this year, they won't judge you by that anymore. They'll judge you by the difference that God has made in your life. You're going to be another person in Jesus' name. You receive a 10 times. Wouldn't it be good if the preacher got 10 times better? See, you don't know what to say right there. It's because you're nice people. My wife is hoping that the preacher gets 10 times better. Whoever in the world does what you do will not compare to what you do, because you're 10 times better. Where you work, you will do it 10 times better than other people. Not because they're not good. It's just that they don't know God. Does anybody have that expectation for Christianity anymore? Am I just an old man caught in a young, handsome man's body? I think if you play an instrument, you'll play it 10 times better than anybody at Cowboys Tavern. I think if you play an instrument, you'll play it better than anybody at waterfront concerts. I think our musicians ought to be the best musicians on the planet. Not because we want to be proud, but because when God's blessing is on it, they'll say, I know them. They're not that good. It must be God that's on them. We're going to have marriages. Help me, Greg. We're going to have marriages in this church that are going to be 10 times better than the marriages of people who don't know God. Not that they're bad people, and it's not that we're great. We just have a God of increase. He's the God who made marriage. How many anybody want your marriage to be 10 times better? I pray for the ones who didn't raise their hand. Does anybody want God to make your witness 10 times better? Your insight 10 times better? Your financial decisions 10 times better? You can have it, because the same God that helped Daniel is the same God we worship tonight. Would you stand together with me right now? And let's just begin to thank God for the blessed opportunity for God to work in our lives to make us different in Jesus' name. However you worship, just begin to do it right out loud right now, if you would, please. Unashamedly begin to thank God for what He's going to do by the end of this week. The seeds He's going to sow by the end of this week. The gifts He's going to give by the end of this week. In fact, if you say, I'm planning on God doing something great and mighty, even if you hadn't decided whether you'd fast or pray or not, would everybody just join me at this altar and say, I want 2019 be did different than any other year I've ever lived. Just come on to this altar. Let's consecrate ourselves before God and let's see what He'd have to do with us tonight. Hallelujah. Praise Your name, Jesus. Praise Your name, Lord. Praise Your name. Better, stronger, increase, joy. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. I want it all better. I want it all better. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. That's beautiful. What a great response. Beautiful, beautiful. Come right up close if you don't mind. That'll help the people that are making their way. That's awesome. Good, 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 good. 2019 is going to be different, because you're going to seek God more than you ever did in any other time. Amen. Amen. We've had a little repentance this morning. Now we're building up some expectation tonight, that God would do something marvelous, big, mighty, great, in the name of Jesus. Jesus. If you have a prayer language, just begin to pray in the Holy Spirit. If not, pray in the language that you have, and I believe the Lord will fill you tonight with the Holy Spirit. Let's begin to pray. Thank You, Jesus. Osika sita ba maroso roto corre bebe sote sita caro bosunde hi rosso rosso cote te demendo rote marama de te catanda. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Many of you are going to go into this fast this week. Now prepare your heart for it in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Expectation. Amen. Expectation. Some people struggle to fast because they don't expect anything. When you begin to expect something, fasting comes easy. Amen. Fasting becomes something you get excited about because you know there's a reward that comes from it. You know there's preparation for the next assignment. And you know that the enemy, everything he tried to do in your house, gets destroyed in the name of Jesus. When I begin to think about all the things that are going to happen to you in the fasting and prayer this week, I can't wait to do it. Amen. I'm afraid Friday will come too quick. Now begin to tell the Lord the things that you need Him to do. Just go ahead and you begin to make a list before God. Say, this is what I want to see done. Would you? Would you just begin to tell Him the things that you want to see done? Lord, I need You to touch this person. Lord, I need You to heal me of that. I need You to give me direction on this. Lord, I need You to guide me on that. God, we thank You tonight. Lord, we need You so desperately. God, there's no greater privilege and honor than to be in Your presence. There's no greater privilege than honor to be in Your house with Your people. And God, as we think of how those four Hebrew boys would fast and pray together, Lord, there are many, 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 many more here and others in our church that will do it this week. God, I thank You. Put an expectation in our hearts. The things that we just settled with in 2018, let us not settle with it in 2019. Help us, God, to get an expectation that things don't have to stay the way that they were in the previous year. God, I pray that You'll speak to a father. He feels burdened and feels way down and doesn't feel like he can ever be enough. I pray in the name of Jesus that You give him a conquering spirit. You give him a conquering mindset, an attitude that I'm not a victim, but I am a victor. I pray for a mom. I pray for a wife that just has so many concerns and maybe live with some regrets. But I pray in the name of Jesus, they are reminded old things are passed away. And behold, today all things are now made new. We pray together for our lost children. We pray for unsaved sons and unsaved daughters, unsaved grandchildren, unsaved family members. Let's pray it together. Lord, save them this year, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the difference on our life, let the difference that's in our home, let the difference that's in our testimony be a shining light for them, that they'll walk out of darkness and run to the light and serve You. I pray for every financial hardship. People are struggling with a spirit of indebtedness and poverty, and they can't ever seem to break free. I pray this week in the name of Jesus, You give intellect and knowledge and aptitude, not only that, but favor to break the chains and break the bonds of financial pressure that keep them up at night and keep husbands and wives fighting and contention and stress and worry. I curse it in the name of Jesus Christ. And this week, people are going to get divine ideas and heavenly wisdom and start making decisions differently and start making what they have go further than they ever have before. Do a multiplication of the loaves and fishes amongst Your people. God, give tires more miles, give vehicles more, less breakdowns, give opportunity for jobs and give better pay and upgrade. Lord, not for us to just get comfortable, but for us to know that You're the God that takes care of all these things. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, you got to be authoritative when you pray. You cannot be weak and softy. Come on, you got to be authoritative. In the name of Jesus, we stand before You, God, holy, spotless, blameless, and we boldly approach the throne of grace and make our needs known to You. We're tired of having to deal with it ourselves. You fight the battle. You make the change. You prove the walls. You destroy the strongholds and let our victory a parade take place in this place, not in the months to come, but in the days to come, in the name of Jesus Christ. I take authority and cancel every hellish assignment over every household that's in this altar. I thank You today. Our households will be places of peace. Our households will be places of miracles. Our households will be places of laughter and joy and love and forgiveness and genuine concern.
Come on, you've got to be strong in your prayer tonight, child of God. You have got to take authority and say, I'm not going to end this year like I ended last one. I'm going forward in the name of Christ. That's beautiful. Come on, church. Don't stop now. Don't stop now. The fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Oh, that's it. Let a spirit of prayer rise up in this church. Would you pray that God will make Charleston Church different than it's ever been before? I thank God for our past and our heritage, but I'm telling you, it's not done yet. Would you begin to pray, Lord, let the difference come. Let the change come. Let every church, not just ours, every church that preaches the gospel will rise in the state of Maine like never before. I'm asking you, Lord, for a statewide church growth year. Amen. A Baptist, a Methodist, a Nazarene, and God, non-denominational. I don't care what they are. The old churches, young churches, new churches, age churches. Come on, begin to pray. Lord, let there be a day that every church sees somebody saved every day. Miracles, signs, and wonders amongst the churches of the state of Maine. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth and Maine. As it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Use us, Lord. Arrosho rebebebe. Lord, make us a praying people. Make us a praying people. We don't want to sing about it. We don't want to talk about it. We want to pray. Let us pray about the big things, the little things. Let us be in unceasing prayer. Lord, don't let 24 hours go by. Don't let 12 hours go by. Lord, don't let an hour go by that we don't have something to say to you. We don't just let us acknowledge you every hour of our waking day. Thank you. Come on, let praise rise up out of our lips on an hourly basis. Come on. Let praise. You've got something to praise God for every hour. You have something to praise God for every minute. Come on, begin to praise Him right now then. You ought to just tell the Lord, I thank you. You have been better to me than I've ever imagined. You've been better to me than I've ever acknowledged. Begin to praise Him. Lift up your voice and magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name forever. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. So good. You're so kind. There is power in your name tonight. There is power in your name tonight. I pray for every backslider connected to this church that the fire of God would capture their heart one more time. I pray for those that are lukewarm. I pray for those that are hypocrites, living in holy on Sunday but live in sin the rest of the week. Let the spirit of conviction sweep over this place like a mighty wave and rescue their lives and salvage them from the enemy's plan to destroy their homes, their lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, give us a love for your house, not out of obligation, but out of desire. No more going to church because it's the right thing to do, but let it be go. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Amen. Let there be a joy that rises up in us, a Holy Ghost joy. Woo, come on. If you get excited about being in God's house, you'll be excited about everything that God's doing. Parents, if you get excited about going to God's house, you won't drag your kids. Hello? When you get excited about going to God's house, you won't have to drag your coworkers. They say, I'm going to go to this place that you get happy about. Well, there's a seat just for you. In Jesus' name, somebody say a good amen. Now let's lift our hands to heaven. It's like a sign of receiving. God, I'm getting ready to receive the blessings from heaven. Now begin to tell him. Just tell him. You're awful quiet. You're way too quiet for my liking. Just begin to open your mouth. Say, I thank you, Lord. I'm getting ready to receive. You're the giver. I'm the receiver. I know from whom all blessings flow. Come on, begin to thank him. I know from whom all blessings flow. Take a moment. Just begin to thank him. Just to thank him. 2019, can it be a repeat of 18 if you want all that pain? But if you want to be different than you ever, then you got to do something different. I said, if you want something different, you've got to be willing to do something different. And I'll tell you what I'm willing to do. I'm willing to praise him from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. I'm ready to give God my life. I'm ready for God to have me head, mind, body, and soul. Come on, somebody. Begin to thank him. No year will be like 2019. Come on. Daniel came from the family of Judah. What were they? They were praisers. If you want that kind of miracle, you got to be a praiser. Go ahead and shout, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah to God in the highest. He's worthy. He's mighty. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Start this year glorifying God, and you'll end this year in the glory of God. Come on, there's a breakthrough in this altar. There's a breakthrough in this altar. Hey, let the joy of the Lord become your strength.
Good, so
that's it. Sing it. Yes, you
are good. Good, so good. You are good. Good, so good. You are good. Good.
Never gonna let me down. Let's sing it out.
You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down.
All to this place.
Cause you're never gonna let, never gonna let me down.
Oh no, Jesus.
Cause you're never gonna let, never gonna let me down.
Let's sing it again.
Cause you're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down.
Never, Lord.
You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna
let's praise him, cause
you are good, good, so good. You are good, good, so good, cause you are good, good, so good,
you are good,
good, so good.
All of God's promises are
yes and amen. Can you sing with that voice?
Amen. All of God's promises are yes and amen.
All of God's promises are yes and amen.
All of God's promises are yes and amen.
All of God's promises are yes and amen.
You are good.
You are good.
good, so good.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Next Sunday night, come here, honey. Tell them what's going to happen, because I don't quite understand it. So I've talked about stuff I don't understand many times. I don't want to do it again.
Next Sunday night, we're going to declare God's word over this coming year after this fast. We're going to just, I'm going to give different people in this church something to pray over, and they're going to say, in 2018, I declare his healing. I declare his financial blessings. And you'll see all kinds of people up here praying over our year. Do you know that we can declare things? I mean, we have that ability. God's word says every promise is yes and amen. We can stand on his word. So next Sunday night, last year we did it, and I'm telling you, I watched it actually this week. And just sitting there watching it, I just felt God's spirit so strong on the different prayers. And we're just going to believe. You know, there's something about a fast, but there's also something about the end of a fast. There is. If you haven't experienced it, you will experience it. And next Sunday night, we're going to declare the things. You know, we have rights as Christians. I'm so sick of all these things that we're just okay with. I'm so sick of that. I was this week, I remembered how Macy was sick with ear infections all the time. She had constant tubes put in for her ears. And then they told us that she would have to have permanent tubes. And I remember I was so used to that, which is so wrong, Greg, as a Christian. Like, I remember her sitting with me one Sunday night, and they were having prayer, and she said, Mama, I want to go get prayed to be healed. And I remember saying, what are you going to get prayed for? Because I was so used to what Macy had that it was just Macy. And there is something, we need to break that. And she came down, and she already was scheduled for permanent tubes, and she did not have to get them, nor has she had an ear infection since. I'm just declaring over my life that if there are some things I need to get rid of, that I need to stop being okay with, that I say, from this point on, I am declaring in my life, in my home, I was praying that everything that came in my house, into everything, that it would be blessed in 2019. In 2019. I just feel to pray for, I can't even think of your name, that you're in the back with the sweatshirt. Yeah, come on down here. We're going to pray that the Lord, and bring your children, bring your family. That every promise, every prayer that you've prayed, this is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful family that loves the Lord. And let's just, I just felt, you know, that's what a Pentecostal service is. So let's just pray over them. I need some Christians, some spirit-filled people just to come up. I don't know what they're facing, but you know, I just felt it. And I just feel like 2019, you're going to be able to declare. And there are different things that you're going to say, no, I'm not going to allow that. There's not going to be fear. I'm not going to let it in. There will be no sickness in your house. Your finances will be blessed. You'll be spirit-filled. And your children will be, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray for this house that it will continue to be blessed. And Lord, whatever they've been burdened about, that it will begin to change. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray for direction. I pray in the name of Jesus that you bless their babies, that you bless their children. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Oh,
Adama, that 2018 will be their best year. Hallelujah, that their home will be blessed. Lord, they'll look better, they'll feel better. Hallelujah, their finances will go further. Whatever they need in 2019, we know, we stand on your word that it will be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Find somebody you're not married to and put a hand on their shoulder. Just begin to pray right now in the name of Jesus. Yeah. All right, some ladies, would you go back to where Jay and Tara are and pray for Tara? She's got to have a miracle in those, in her foot or feet. And the doctors are saying one thing, but I believe God can do another. Amen. Without a knife, without any kind of damage, that's it. Pray in the name of Jesus that God will touch her today.